Blog Talk Radio.
Already yours. All you got to do is believe it and claim it. It's already yours. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and we'll move forward.
Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen, amen. You know, we think about the words to that song, and all we got to know is like the songwriter said, we got it. Amen. Because we are true believers in God. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is one of our scriptures we discussed on yesterday, which is Hebrews, the 4th chapter, and verse 14. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we just want to say thank you, Father God, thanking you for this broadcast, thanking you for the listeners, those that are listening by internet. Father God, we ask that you will bless each and every one, bless our pastor, continue to use him mightily, Father God, as he teaches the word, and help us to receive the word, Father God. Holy Spirit, we ask that you will allow our hearts to receive the word deep down within, Father God. And Lord, we just ask that you will just be with each and every one, Father God, that is on this broadcast and listening by internet, Father God. We know this is another season that we come upon where we say Jesus is the reason for the season. But Jesus is the reason every day that we should worship him. And your word says that we are to worship him in spirit and in truth. So, Father God, we just praying today that we will be thankful for all things that you have given unto us, Father God, and that you will continue to have your way in our life, Father God. Be with all those who ask us to keep them in prayer. For you know what they're going through, Father God. You know their struggles. And so, Father God, we're asking you, Father God, that you will lead them in the right path, Father God. Lord, be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. And we're praying for all those that we have on our prayer list, Sister Nene and Sister Jan and family and Sister Tony. And we're asking that you will touch her heart, Father God. She in the hospital, but we know you are a healer, Father God. And then, Lord, we ask that you will be with all those that are affected by this COVID-19, Father God. We know that you have your way to bring us closer to you, Father God. And Lord, we just pray for all those that have been affected, Father God, that it won't be severe and that they'll be able to give you the praise, and that you will get their attention, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will continue to be with those that are struggling. We know you're a way maker out of no way, Father God. Be with those, Father God, who've asked us to keep them in prayer, and all those who are bereaved today, Father God. Lord, we give you praise. Your word is mighty. Your word is faithful. And your word teaches us that we can trust you. So help us to put our trust in you today, Father God, and every day. Not only as we come upon another birth that we celebrate Christ's birth, but every day. Lord, we love you and we thank you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Beautiful prayer. Okay, Sister T, she had a baby, 7 pound and some ounce boy. His name is Iris. We want to just continue to pray that they continue to do better. She texted me yesterday and let me know she had a boy. And we just pray the blood of Christ over her and her child. and so I just thank God for that. Okay. And thank God for Tressie. And so I just thank God for those that had talked to me this week, and I'm thankful. I guess because today is Thankful Thursday, brothers and sisters. Thankful Amen. Thursday. There has to be a scripture. If you've been studying your word, there has to be a scripture that you ought to be thankful for. I mean, one or two of them. Come on. I know you got to be thankful for it. If you was in the Word and the Word was in you, I know God left his mark with you, so you ought to be willing to share something. So we're going to open the studio up for anyone would like to share word. We're available. So at this time, the studio open. Anyone would like to share word? Hallelujah. Press 1. Matter of fact, I'm opening up the whole studio. Anybody? Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Okay.
Praise God. Well, I'll get us going, Pastor. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Hebrews 4. I think we were 14 through 16. So I'm going to read it again, and then I'll read it out of the New Living Translation. And so Hebrews 4, 14 through 16 from the King James, it says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched, feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And then from the New Living Translation, it said, Christ is our high priest. It says, so then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weakness, for he faced all of the same testing we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Amen. So that scripture just really stood out when I read it again, letting us know that Jesus is our great, you know, great high priest. And that reassures me that I can go to him boldly, because that's what the scripture says. We can go to him boldly and make our requests made known unto him. So I just thank and praise God for his word. There's other scriptures, but I just thank God, you know, how this one touched my heart. God bless you.
Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Studio is open. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, everyone. Just want to take the time out to tell the Lord thank you, because he didn't have to wake us up when he did. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
I just thank the Lord's grace and mercy.
Mm-hmm.
That grace and mercy is something else. He has so much mercy on us.
Thank you,
Lord. We don't even thank him for it. But I just want to thank him for everything. And wish everybody Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyone else? That grace and mercy is an awesome thing. That blood is an awesome thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Like to thank God for a scripture or what's up on your mind, you just want to thank him. We want to be open to you. Well, it's so much I want to thank God for, especially from on yesterday. We end up talking about, I think it was in Hebrews 9 and 11. We'll go there. Remember, brother and sister, our subject is found in 1 Timothy 6 and 12. You know, we're to hold on to our profession, our confession. And if we would do that, we're going to have eternal life. Mm-hmm. I know most people think just getting saved, that's all it's about. No, it's about more than that. You got to hold on to your confession. And I've said several times this week, there are going to be some hard times, but you got to hold on to it. It ain't going to look right. And I use Evangelist Renee as an example a couple of times this week. You know, she had to hold on in spite of. She had to continue to, with her confession. No matter, didn't care what the enemy said, didn't care what it looked like. Just, you got to hold on to your profession. And that's so important. But over in, I think it was Hebrews 9 and 11, we end up talking. And I think I'm going to go there, Hebrews 9 and 11. It reads like this here. But Christ being come a high priest of good things to come. Boy, ooh, that just jumps out at me. Good things. Remember, we're doing a good work. Remember, that's what we're about. Yep. We're about this good work, okay? And... But he said, Christ is a, but Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and of calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Hallelujah. You want to read that out of something, Pastor? Make sure everybody got a good understanding of that.
Amen.
More than welcome.
Yes, Pastor, I read it from the Message Bible. But when the Messiah arrives, high priest of the superior things of this new covenant, he bypassed the old tent and its trappings in this created world and went straight into heaven's tent, the true holy place, once and for all. He also bypassed the sacrifices consisting of goat and calf blood, instead using his own blood as the price to set us free once and for all. If that animal blood and the other rituals of purification were effective in cleaning up certain matters of our religion and behavior, think how much more the blood of Christ cleans up our whole lives inside and out. Through the Spirit, Christ offered himself as an unblemished sacrifice, freeing us from all those dead-end efforts to make ourselves respectable so that we can live all out for God. Amen, amen.
Okay. Christ was so much better. What a great high priest we have. Oh, man, mm-hmm. I would just love to talk about the blood. But if I did that, I'd have to really open up a can of worms. So we'll just table that maybe to next week or to when God said to teach on it. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come. And that's what I want you to see, the good things. And I could give you a list of good things, because he's so much better than a Melchizedek. He's better than the other priests. The other priests have nothing even to compare with what Christ does, his ministry, how he, what he did with sin. And let me share this with you all, too. Anytime there was a change of order, the whole thing had to be rectified. In other words, when they changed the priesthood, they had to rectify the law. So the priesthood changed this time like never before. It's an eternal priesthood. Ooh, I better say that again. It's eternal. There will never be another change in the priesthood. There will never be another priest. There will never be another high priest. That's what I need to say. There will never be another high priest. And why that is so important? Why is that so important? Because of 1 Peter 2:9. Because of 1 Peter 2:5. Christ, let me just take my time. I'm going to take my time to say this. 1 Peter 2:5, it says this, and I'll let Pastor read it also out of the Messenger Bible. It says, ye also are lively stones, are built upon a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, present yourselves as building stones for the construction of a sanctuary vibrant with life, in which you'll serve as holy priests, offering Christ-approved lives up to God. Amen.
Yeah. That's what we are. The other priesthood, the other priesthood couldn't do that. And not only that, they offer the blood of the sacrifice. Christ's blood is royal blood.
Hallelujah.
They didn't have a royal priesthood. They didn't have a royal priesthood in the Old Testament. You know, chew on that for a moment. They had priesthood, but they didn't have a royal priesthood. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Remember what our scriptures say? We've been called to this eternal life. We've been called to this.
Hallelujah.
So I'm thankful for him.
Amen.
That's a main verse.
And from the Message Bible, but you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instruments to do his work and speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference he made for you. Amen, amen. Praise God.
But ye are a chosen generation.
Yeah.
We're chosen. We're not no any generation, brothers and sisters. We are this chosen generation. We are this royal priesthood. We are this mm-hmm. holy nation. That's what we are.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we are. And God hadn't changed his mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's the blood of Christ, brothers and sisters.
Mm.
How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offer himself without spot or to God, to purge your conscience. Let me go find
mm-hmm.
this scripture. It's in Hebrews 9 and 14. I know we was in Peter, and I'm going to finish this up. But I want you to know in Peter, I didn't say First Peter or not. You got to see this. Y'all see this, brothers and sisters. We are a chosen priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
We're holy now. Those people couldn't be holy back then. Under the old covenant, you couldn't be holy.
Mm-hmm.
Even though some of them broke away and said the Pope was the only one holy. Or they had a couple of different things. They said the only one holy. But regardless, listen, brothers and sisters, we are a royal priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you're a priest and when you're part of the royal family, to be a priest is something you have direct contact with the high priest. When you're a priest, you have direct contact with the high priest. You don't have to go through no preacher. All y'all can get mad. All y'all preachers, pastors, evangelists, whatever, get mad. They don't have to go through you. I mean, that's just for them to come through us. They're a priest,
mm-hmm.
and they have direct contact with the with our great high priest, which is Christ, who have passed unto the heavens. Why? Because we're royal. We're royal now. We got the glory of God in our lives.
Thank you,
yeah.
Lord. Mm-hmm.
We're like the imperial. You know, we're part of the majestic. People, we got royal stuff in us.
Mm-hmm.
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'll probably go on and on and on, but I just want to make sure that we understand it's an awesome thing, brothers and sisters, to be part of the royal family. This is what Christ give us. This is what
Thank
he give
Lord.
Us. It's by his blood. Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to read Hebrews 9 and 14 for me, Pastor? Thank you. In the Messenger Bible.
All right, Pastor. If that animal blood and the other rituals of purification were effective in cleaning up certain matters of our religion and behavior, think how much more the blood of Christ cleans up our whole life inside and out. Amen.
What you said?
Mm-hmm. I read it again, Pastor.
To the blood of Christ, who through
mm-hmm.
the eternal spirit offer himself. See, before they had to have the blood of bulls, the blood of goats, the blood of and then the ashes of a heifer, and they had to sprinkle this and purify the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it got purified.
Yeah.
Why? Because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin.
Amen.
Listen, dear Hall, I would not have you ignorant of this one thing. Christ
mm-hmm.
was so much blood was so much better. And I'm going to go ahead on and put it out there, and then maybe next week we'll jump on it. Because not only was his blood an atonement, but remission of sin. See, Yeah, the blood offering there, it just covered it. This is for the remission of sin. We have redemption. He made things right. He made us, it's through his blood that we are pure, actually pure from our conscience, our way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all ain't heard that yet. But anyway, see, when you've really been washed in the blood, you don't think fleshly. You think spiritual. So that's what Hebrews 9:14 is saying.
Yeah.
How much more?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. Who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purging your conscience. Woo.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Man.
That is
awesome.
I'm going to have Pastor read that from the New Translation.
Okay, Pastor. Just think how much more the blood of Christ will purify our conscience from sinful deeds so that we can worship the living God, for by the power of the eternal spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. Amen, amen.
So just like what Christ's blood does, he vaccinates us. You know, right now you're talking lots about vaccination and stuff like that. He protects us. His blood does. It regenerates
Amen.
Us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He purifies us.
Mm-hmm.
It's his blood that sanctifies us.
Yeah.
I understand it's done by faith, brothers and sisters, but it has to be done.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He purged us. In other words, he improved us. When you're purging something, it's because you want to improve it. You want to make it better. You get one amen on that one, huh? Yeah.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
So that's what the blood of Christ does. But the mere fact that we had left off yesterday on talking about, you know, Hebrews 9, I was just led to go back there. Because I want you to know, brothers and sisters, this is powerful stuff here. Because he asked the question, how much more? Well, I don't have an answer. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
If the blood of goats and calves and all that stuff purify our flesh, can you imagine what the blood of Christ is doing? Through the eternal spirit, But it's Thankful Thursday, and I thank you all so much. Anyone else? Anyone else? Because I can go on and on and on. Because the Bible says, but if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and his blood, talking about the blood of Jesus Christ, cleanse us from all sin. So our mind get clean. Our mind. Our conscience. You're not even thinking about sin. That ain't where you at.
Amen. Amen.
No reason the Bible call it the precious blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
He's a lamb without spot or blemish. See, every 50th year or the 50th month during the 50th day, that would be a pure lamb. And they would grab that lamb to purify the nation from their sin and put everything on his back and send him out. They would use that blood. That blood was awesome. There's a lot of other stories about, they say if you bought that lamb meat right there, that's the best you could ever get when they use a pure lamb. Nothing tastes like it. The dollar amount went astronomical to purchase it.
Mm-hmm.
If you could purchase it today, it would be like almost like $1 million for that lamb because it had no flaw in it. Well, how much more? Because, see, that's what the Bible said. It said that Jesus' blood, remember, it was a lamb without blemish and without spot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was so rare.
Yeah.
Very seldom you see one. Very seldom in your lifetime. If you did, you are blessed. You're a blessed generation. So here Christ comes with his blood. And for those that don't know, I'm talking Bible.
Amen.
But with his blood, the Bible called it precious. Blood of the Lamb. Without blemish or without spot.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And that's why we're to walk in that. We're to walk in that spirit. We're to walk in that mindset. Because he is the light. And we have fellowship with him. And the Bible says, in the blood of Jesus Christ, his son cleansed us from all sin. Not some, but all sin. So if you're dealing with some sin that you're not sure about, go to this scripture and, hey, he cleansed from all sin.
Mm-hmm.
All of
Amen.
It. Amen. Be some
Thank
stuff
you,
that you've been dealing with. So I'm thankful for that scripture to know that
Amen.
There's some things that you've been dealing with. Hey, he cleansed you from that.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else?
Thank you, Lord. I'd just like to read 1 Peter 9 and 10 from the New Living Translation, Pastor. And it says, but you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. Amen, amen.
And that was 1 Peter 2 and 5?
1 Peter 2, 9 and 10.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yes, Pastor. Mm-hmm. The lady
evangelist
Renee was about that mercy.
Go ahead, Pastor.
I think evangelist Renee was talking about that mercy, and and that lets us know we have received the mercy. Amen. From our great high priest.
And that's why he's so great, because he's doing something no other priest could do. He made us a peculiar people. We are a chosen people. A lot of times the Jews would brag about being a Jew. This one brag about being that. But hey, come on over here. No one else can brag about being a chosen generation but us.
Amen.
You're at the highest order, brothers and sisters. You're a royal priesthood. You're at the highest order. Let me say that three, four more times. The Jews can't brag about this. You're part of a priesthood that no one else can brag about. No one else can get with this. But we can get with this. That's why I played that song. We got it. We got it, man. You got it. I got it. We got this royal priesthood. We're peculiar things. We're different.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
We got to show forth that praise.
Mm-hmm.
Got to show it. That's what you've been called to do. You've been called to show folks, hey, God is bigger than my sin. He even took it out of my mind. I don't even think about it.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
God truly thank each and every one of you all, unless someone else, and thank you, Pastor, for reading that out of